I wonder just how many goosebumps can be made to be born by slowly running a feather from your chin, between your breasts and all the way down to your ever-swelling mound, as it gets warmer and warmer, then circling your breasts in turn, running the tip of it through the crease that's made when breast joins chest. And then I wonder how much you wriggle as I produced the ice cube of joy, not to amateurishly smear it around. Oh no, just hold it in my fingertips at first, just above your nipple, letting it drip, watching it stiffen. Then, and only then, would I lazily drag it across your skin, all around, from the pulse in your neck to the heave of your breast, down to the soft skin just by your hip. I wonder if this heinous activity would produce such filthy words to be uttered from you, as I take what's left of it and terrorize your poor little kitty. And the beautiful thing is, you can wriggle all the fuck you like, but you are utterly powerless, and loving every second. And then I reach for the candle, the lit candle, and drip molten wax over your belly, watching each drip congeal and leave angry red marks as I brand you with my initials, hearing you hissing and holding your breath at times, as you tense your muscles at this discomfort, knowing you can do nothing but just fucking take it. A potent mixture of arousal and a little pain is currently racing around inside you, igniting further waves of desperate longing. A liberal sprinkle over your breasts is the cherry on top, because I made absolutely sure that each nipple, each hard, stiff nipple, was drenched, before returning the candle to the bedside table. Oh, you little thing. But you've been such a good little slut. You've called me such very rude names, each word almost spat out in a guttural and yet desperate tone of voice. So you deserve this present. Very gently, very slowly, climbing onto the bed between your legs spread wide, and then I get into position. But I can't resist bringing my mouth real close to Kitty, and give Kitty a slow and gentle, almost reverential lick. I'm such a terrible man. All the terrible things I've done has made it so wet. It's glistening and pink, and your heady musky scent fills the room, and I fucking love it, wrapping it around me like a sheet. But I withdrew and made myself comfortable before sliding one finger inside you, feeling you twitch, hearing you moan gently as your breathing changes, becomes more ragged, sighing with delight as I add a second, just slowly moving up and down, letting you get used to the sensations this is creating. And then you give a mournful sigh as my two fingers go inside and deeper still and tilt. I tilt my hand, palm up, as I slowly, oh so slowly, hook them to the roof, and press harder, as if I were trying to push my whole hand inside you. I can feel you arch your hips just a little, and you moan again as my fingertips brush against the roof of you, moving and searching and never still, just eager to find that little ruffled spot of textured flesh. And as I brush over it, I hear you gasp and clench your kitty for me, always surprised at the intensity of the sensation when I find what I'm looking for. And that's why I smile. This is going to be fun. As my fingers, oh, my drenched fingers, return to the golden spot, your breathing gets faster and urgent, deeper, and with every exhale, a plaintive moan is dragged from inside you, trying to deal with almost literal sparks that are flying in your mind's eye every time I press and rub. Press and rub. Press. Then rub. Back. Then forth. Back. And forth. Back. And forth. I try to match my rhythm to you, but I can feel you begin to disintegrate. That familiar trembling of your hips and random clenching of your floor as I reach up to your breast and smear my free hand over it before taking your angry nipple between my thumb and finger, breaking away the crust of wax. Why did I do that? Such a pretty nipple. Quickening my pace as I begin to see the edge. I want to push you over, getting closer. I want to just push you over. But the tension in your whole body is building as I squeeze that nipple as hard as I can before rolling it like a vice between my digits, knowing it's adding an almost blinding whiteness to your perceptions. Hearing it making you scream now. It can't be possible. But fingers inside you press even harder, determined to wring that orgasm out of you. As your thighs lock up, your hips buck crazily, your stomach muscles jumping and twitching as you arch and hold your breath. Because it was finally here. My fingers stopped moving immediately. You let out the deepest groan and sucked greedily. More air is needed to quell the most intense waves of pleasure. Your kitty clenches in spasms, tightening over and over and over and over, over and over. And over, clenching against my hand, over and over. Every muscle just burning as you struggle to breathe, yet finding a way to giggle with each gasp. My thumb, gently, so gently, brushing against your swollen clitoris, making you jump and twitch every time I did. And when I finally did remove myself, I put them in my mouth and sucked greedily as you began to recover. Each wave subsiding just a little more, each clench a little gentler, and giggles turn to laughter, soft and joyful laughter. You opened your eyes, those beautiful, sparkling eyes, which locked with mine, sitting there, tasting the joy I'd just created, smelling the musk of a woman, freshly fucked, and you simply uttered two simple words. You cunt. My work here is done.